It's the just-released single from Joel Da Silva. It's called Shake, and Joel joins us via Skype from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You've got the new single. It's called Shake. Is this part of a new album, a collection of singles that are on the way? How are you viewing this?
It's an album that's coming out in September. The album is called Everywhere From Here, and there's 10 original cuts on the record.
Everywhere From Here, what does that refer to?
Well, I worked really hard on the album. It's some of my strongest work, so I believe that I can go everywhere from here.
Musically?
Musically, creatively.
Geographically?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of that music. You've been involved in a number of different bands, some rockin' bands, bluesy bands, rockabilly, even some psychobilly bands at one point. What ideally is your sound? Are you thinking you're finding this on the new album?
Blues is my roots, because without the roots, music can bear no fruits.
Correct.
Just like Muddy Waters used to say, and he was the granddaddy of rock and roll, pretty much. To me, it's all blues, but right now I would say that I'm in the blues rock Americana genre. That's where I'm comfortable.
You think people get too wrapped up in labels?
I think so, but it's easier for people to categorize someone when they put them in a genre. To me, it's just good music. If your heart feels it, and your head agrees, and it's toe tapping, you pop that CD into your CD player, and you're on the highway, and it gets you moving, and it makes you feel good. It doesn't matter what type of music it is. To me.
Yeah, and Joel, you know what I've noticed is maybe, I don't know where the line of demarcation is anymore, maybe 5 years ago, 7 years ago, even up to that time, a lot of folks in the blues world were really getting hung up on what was blues and what wasn't blues. It seems that that's not as apparent anymore. Are you feeling the same thing?
Oh, totally, and I'm also seeing a lot of younger people getting into it. The Blues Foundation has helped out a lot with that stuff. There's blues camps everywhere that I'm seeing. We just did 2 festivals in Canada where they just love blues out there. Both instances, we've had a younger, I would say younger meaning like in their teens, you know, perform before us or be involved in the festival in some way. So the youth movement is very strong, so much more now than it was before.
Tell you about my girl, she rocks me all night long. She fills me up, throws the love out strong. She's tall and sweet, good till the last drop. My candy girl, one lick and I'll never stop. She knows how to forgive, she boogie real low.
Boogie Real Low, Joel Da Silva, here on GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton, and Joel joins us from Pittsburgh. He lives now in South Florida. He is, we basically grew up in Chicago, right?
That's correct. I was born in Rockford, Illinois. Then we moved to Chicago when my father passed away.
Both your mother and father, well, they toured together. They were a musical team, if I have that right. What kind of music did they play, or what did they tour doing?
Sure. My mom sang, and my father played guitar, and they were traveling musicians in Brazil, kind of like a Brazilian bandolero blues, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
It was just him and her, and they were traveling and playing all areas of South America.
Well, you seem to have gravitated toward the blues, toward rock and roll and rockabilly, as we talked earlier. When did that hit you?
Gosh, probably comes from my brother. He got a job as a bartender at a blues bar. I would tag along just to see what, you know, the music was about, and I got a job there as a bar back, and I would see all these bands come through town, like Junior Wells, Magic Slim, Rod Piazza, Kid Bangham, A.C. Reed. I would pick them up from the airport, go get them to their hotel rooms or go get them barbecue, whatever they wanted. And they would see me playing the guitar in the back, and it would show me all the way they did their things and little advice that they would give. And I don't want to swear, but I had a conversation with A.C. Reed about a club he wanted to open. Magic Slim let me sit in, which was very cool.
Ooh, very cool.
Junior Wells. His stories were amazing. It's just that was just a very fortunate time in my life to learn from them firsthand.
Could you put in a nutshell what you might have learned from them in general?
Pretty much just keep going, even when you don't have anything left in you. I remember Ronnie Earl telling me when I was first starting to, if there's anything free, you take it. You know, meaning food or T-shirts or
sure, because yeah. You probably aren't making a whole lot of money playing those clubs, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah. And he said, never stop playing, never give up. And I also toured with Grady Champion, and he said, play like there's a million people in the audience, even if there is maybe two or one or none, because you never know whose soul you touch. You can touch, and you never know who can be in that audience. I want you to
You mentioned Junior told you some stories. Is there a story you can tell?
Oh, yeah, probably not one you could air on the radio. But I remember, this is a different artist, but B.B. King. It just goes to show you that what keeps artists going on the road is the fans, and it's you guys, and it's you on the radio that keeps the music going. Because my old band, the Hepcat Boo Daddies, we opened up for him on the road maybe like four or five times in Florida throughout different concert halls and everything. After every show, it doesn't matter how many people wanted to meet B.B. King. There could be a line out the door, hour, 2 hours. He took his time and talked to everybody and signed whatever they wanted. And he was so nice. So it just goes to show you that, you know, it's you guys that are making the difference to us. At least that's how I feel.
Yeah, how cool. How inspiring is that? That's very cool.
Pretty much.
Joel De Silva, thank you so much for your time. And
thank you, sir.
Lots of folks looking forward to seeing you at the Alamo in Springfield. And thanks for your time.
Thank you, brother. You have a wonderful day.